Tamsin Day-Lewis is one of Britain's most famous celebrity chefs, though she might disagree with the title.
I'm not a chef. I'm a writer who happens to cook and who is passionate about cooking food.
Her cookbooks have found an audience on this side of the Atlantic as well, where her book Art of the Tart was published just over 10 years ago. Tis the season for tempting desserts like hers, especially with New Year's Eve so close. Tamsin Day-Lewis says she makes big plans for a big feast to usher in the new year.
I normally cook for 24 people on New Year's Eve, and I make sure there's a piano player in the house and there's masses of champagne. So everybody arrives and lots of people stay, and most people refuse to leave till at least the next day. So I have to think about food for New Year's Day as well. So I do two tables, and then we have party games afterwards, which turn out to be pretty uproarious and naughty, and I sometimes do a food quiz as well, and then we all sing and dance around the piano and get, as the Irish would say, stocious.
Uh-huh. Well, let's talk about the menu, and I would like to start with dessert, which I think is always a good plan.
Yes, well, dessert pudding, as we call it over here, is a very, very good plan. I've never understood someone who doesn't like a good pudding. It's about the same to me as people who say they don't like chocolate. I can't really imagine being friendly with anyone like that. Being the new year and everybody's Christmased out, because you've had your celebrations in advance of us, but we're all stuffed like the turkey and trussed like the turkey, and we've probably put on half a stone in between the two. But I make sure I make tarts. And I do two or three tarts. Tarts seems to be my thing. There'll be a lemon tart probably on New Year's Eve, which is sort of quakes like a gel because the custard is cooked so long and so slow with lovely Amalfi lemons. You could probably use Meyer lemons where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of Jersey cream and so many eggs I don't tell you, about 9 or 10 or 11 or 12. And homemade vanilla sugar made with unrefined sugar and vanilla pods. And the tart quakes because it's cooked at an unbelievably low temperature. You bake the pastry first, bake it blind, and then the lemon custard is cooked over an hour and a half rather than the normal 40 minutes, and it sets like a silk stocking.
Well, so if you are the queen of tarts, then my question is, since everyone knows that something extraordinary is coming for dessert, for pudding, how do you sort of prepare them for with the other courses? Do you have something like food that is sharp? Food that is spicy, food that is very small. I mean, what do you do?
Curries is a very good thing. It is lighter and you can do lots of vegetable side dishes with it. So I do a lot of side dishes. I do a cauliflower one with, you know, kalonji seeds, which are black onion seeds. Probably do a potato one. And I grind absolutely everything because if you toast it and you temper the spices and grind them yourself, they're not like the sort of the powder that you get off the little jars, which is it's lost all its flavour because it's not a fresh spice. And then I do sort of fresh banana, which I cook for about 30 seconds with a few spices as well. And, you know, the usual yogurt with garlic and cumin and grated cucumber.
Now, your brother, of course, is the actor Daniel Day-Lewis, who is enjoying great success in the United States at the moment with his new movie, Lincoln. Your dad, Cecil Day-Lewis, the poet laureate. I imagine that your childhood holidays were quite lively events.
Well, my father, being Anglo-Irish, wanted my brother and I to get to know and love Ireland. So we actually spent all our summers in County Mayo in the west of Ireland, where I have a house now. And I spend as much time as I can there in August. And then I have the odd American friend like Julia Roberts, who adores it, who came out with her kids this summer. They're all happy to sleep on the floor and muck in and jump into the sea and eat the treacle tart and drink what we call a little glass of patience together.
So do you all go out to Ireland together for holidays?
Well, I've got three children and they're all at varying stages. So they come as and when. And we look straight out onto the Atlantic Ocean and we have a mountain behind. And so we get gales that sort of make the house look like it's going to lift. So we have to eat plenty of carbohydrates and make lots of cakes and entertain everybody in true Irish style, which means if someone turns up, you don't not offer them a glass of Ishkabaha, the water of life, which is whiskey, whatever time of the day or night, and you offer them a slice of tart and a slice of cake, and people just turn up on your doorstep.
I can see why they would.
Yeah, well, if you cook, they do. But they have to sing for their supper and they have to walk the headland, which is quite challenging to some people, particularly when the tidal river rises and they're told to strip down to their knickers and walk across it and it's up to their shoulders.
So, I mean, that doesn't sound like, it doesn't sound like your basic traditional sort of a holiday.
It's traditional for us.
Okay.
Empty beaches where nobody can find you and mountains to climb.
So, when you want to have a holiday that really feels like a holiday, who do you need to be around you?
The people I love most. I don't want the stress of strangers, you know, people who you love most. Therefore, it doesn't really matter if the dinner is 2 hours late or, you know, you've gone to the beach and forgotten about it and come back and you say, well, there's only one course. People who actually make you feel totally comfortable, who go and light the turf fire for you, who don't mind the sleeping arrangements. You know, just people who are relaxed, the people who are nearest and dearest.
Tamsin Day Lewis, cook, author of the upcoming Smart Tart, filmmaker, TV star, joining us from our studios in London. Thank you very much for this.
Pleasure. Happy New Year.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.